بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد When we study the lives of the Awliya Allah and we see the heights that they are flying at and the closeness and the qurb to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ma'rifat of Allah ta'ala that they enjoy, then as weak as we may be, there is this desire that how nice if Allah ta'ala could also make us fly at that those heights, that Allah ta'ala bless us also with that qurb and that ma'rifat and that recognition and that closeness and that recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as they call it ma'rifat. It is not something that is beyond us to become the wali, become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we study the lives of the awliya Allah, there are two basic sifat and qualities that they possess in common, without which a person cannot achieve those ranks. That they have other qualities in which they may differ, but what we call asasi and bunyadi and basic qualities that they have, due to which Allah Ta'ala gives them that elevation. Allah Ta'ala blesses them with that qurb and that closeness. And if you take these two qualities, we'll observe that in every action of theirs and in every amal of theirs, these two qualities come out outstanding. They come outstanding. You'll see them that these are the things that are found within them or within those actions that they engage in, due to which they enjoy that acceptance in the court of Allah Ta'ala. From this we can gauge that these two qualities, how important they are. The first of, it is not going to be anything new that we're hearing, or something that we're hearing for the first time. It is something that we may have heard several times from different people, and there's so much of emphasis that is put on it. And our deen is based on that also. The first of the two qualities is that of ikhlas. Basically, translated means sincerity. Meaning that every action that we engage in should be solely and purely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for recognition from anyone else, not to get and to gain praises from any makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we need to remember that just as the makhluk of Allah ta'ala is fani and it's going to perish one day, the creation of Allah ta'ala, in a similar way, this praise of the creation of Allah, that will also be fani. It is not going to last, it is not going to be forever. And when a person is desirous of this, that he engages in some actions and then he waits for recognition from human beings, weak ones, and he waits for praises, then because of the deficiency in that niyat, we can engage in what amount of actions and deeds, irrespective. But if this is the niyat that someone will see me, or someone will compliment me, or someone will praise me, then Allah Ta'ala also makes it such that in this world you'll get someone praising you. Person is performing tarawih and he's read excellently, he's got a beautiful voice and he's reading and continuing in such a way, no mistakes. And inside, that is why sometimes we tell the kuffars, those that Sometimes, you know, they express this concern that, you know, we work so much and also make an effort and we take the door by whomsoever and so many times, and then too when we go on the musalla, that we make mistakes. And so there's two things generally that we share with such types of concern of us. One is this, that for who are you reading? And these mistakes that you are making on the musalla, if you were reading on your own, then would you have concerned yourselves with those mistakes that you see? If a person is reading Tarawih on his own, or just one or two people, or your son is behind you, or your student is behind you, and that's all, just one or two people, you're making mistake upon mistake, at that time is it concerning you? If it's not concerning you at that time, it's not worrying and bothering you, then why is it all of a sudden that when you're on the musalla with so many people behind you, then you become worried and concerned about it? Isn't it, what are people going to say? So what is the niyat? When I'm on my own, and if I'm reading Tarawih, see, if I'm musafir and I'm reading Tarawih on my own, there's no one even following me, and I'm making mistake upon mistake, I'm going in circles and everything else, and I can't get going, that time does it bother me? And that time does it even affect me at that time? At that time I don't worry about it. Take care, leave that ruku, start with the next ruku. But when I'm with people, then suddenly I'm becoming very concerned, and it's affecting me to the extent that sometimes I'm losing hope. I don't want to go forward. Why? Because of the mistake. Take out that from your mind. You're making mistakes, so what? Everyone makes mistakes, provided you've learned your Quran and Majid. That is one. The second thing we need to understand is, generally when these comments are made, then there's something beyond that, and that why this person is experiencing this disappointment. And generally we will hear that I've prepared so much, I've worked so hard, and then too I'm making mistakes. So what is he doing? In reality, you are saying to yourself that you're putting your trust in your learning. You are putting your trust in your learning. You're not putting your trust in Allah Ta'ala. The trust is in the learning. So when the trust is in the learning, then according to that, Allah Ta'ala makes it. You go. If that is what it is, that is why those, sometimes you will find that those that are orators, platform speakers, and sometimes they depend on the knowledge and on the ilm, that we are platform speakers and everything. And for a little while sometimes that focus moves away and turns away from Allah Ta'ala. Then it is observed, or it has been observed, and there are incidents about such platform speakers and orators that sometimes it just happened that they just got a block and they just couldn't speak. Allah Ta'ala makes it that way. So now when you are dependent, when I'm saying that, listen, I've worked so much and I've worked so hard and I've made an attempt, so now because of that attempt that I've made, because of the attempt that I've made, I should be successful in the Tarawih. No, what's it? There's a test. Rather, that attempt has been made. But don't depend on that attempt. Ya Allah, because I need to make an attempt, the attempt has been made. But it is not this attempt that is going to make me successful, or that's going to make me go smoothly in the Tarawih, or in my recitation of the Qur'an Majid. But nothing else but your assistance, your fadl, your karam, and your ihsan. So the trust has moved away from my learning to the karam and the fadl of Allah Ta'ala. Now when that comes in, then Allah Ta'ala opens the way. Because this person, he knows that, listen, I am giving it to Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah Ta'ala, a person gets into his vehicle, he makes all the arrangement. But for the vehicle to take him from one point to the next, it will only happen if Allah Ta'ala so wills. Person has got into the vehicle, best of vehicles, a new vehicle, everything. He gets into the vehicle and to find that he's met his ultimate end. He didn't reach his destination. He went to another destination of the Akhirat. Allah forbid, the accident has happened. The person has lost his life. He's gone. So it is not that vehicle that will make you reach your destination. It is the grace of Allah Ta'ala that will make you reach your destination. Yes, means are there. You've adopted the means. But after having adopted the means, that is why on one occasion I had a theft in my home. There was a break-in and I wasn't at home. So, when I was out on break, and when I got back that same evening, on the next day, when I was called, and the next day I came. However, after that, I went to my Shaykh Hazrat Yunus Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, and I explained to him what had happened, and then I asked Hazrat whether, you know, I should be putting or installing an alarm system. I asked Hazrat, because those of us, or myself, don't know these things. Sometimes you think that whether this is moving away from the trust in Allah Ta'ala, He is a protector, so He will protect. So I asked him, should I put an alarm system, you know? So in short, he gave me an answer. He said, if that is the case, then don't close your door. Leave your door open. What is he trying to do? Adopt the means. And after that, after having adopted the means, place your trust in Allah Ta'ala. Don't place your trust in the means. This learning is a means to perform correctly, to know your work. But that is not what you need to depend on. You need to depend on the fadl and grace and rahmat and mercy and assistance of Allah Ta'ala for that progress and to be kamyab and to perform well. All these things are dependent on the grace of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So however, the first thing that we see in the awliya Allah is the ikhlas, is the sincerity in the niyat and the correctness of the niyat and of the intention, solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. If someone praises me, so be it. And if someone criticizes me, so what? I'm not bothered about the praises of this makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. If I am praised and I feel bloated, I feel very good. And the next minute, if someone criticizes me, and then I'm gone right down, then I lose that spirit and courage. Now, a true mu'min, when he engages in amal, in actions and deeds, then he doesn't wait for praises, and neither does he concern himself with criticism, solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the first sifat and quality and outstanding feature of the awliya Allah. That is one. And this leads to something else, and that is, which is related also, that when a person is doing solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, the second outstanding feature that they have is that of tawakkul. Now what does tawakkul mean? Tawakkul means, once again, the other way around. The other way around. There, our effort came before, and we are saying that after having made the effort, place all the trust in Allah Ta'ala, that leave it to Allah Ta'ala to assist you so that you can be successful in whatever you are doing. Adopt the means and then leave it to Allah Ta'ala. Now here, the action has come into existence. The action has come into existence. A person has kept the roza. A person has performed the salah. A person has spent his time in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Once again, the same thing applies in a reverse situation. In other words, now that Allah Ta'ala has given me the tawfiq to engage in these a'mal, and these a'mal are there to take me towards the place of the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which is Jannat, and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala itself, that happiness and the radha of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that may Allah becomes happy with me. But there again, my trust should not be in my actions, that my actions are worthy of getting me that place in the Akhirah, or that Jannat, or that pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Don't place your trust in those actions that you are carrying out, or that Allah Ta'ala is giving you to carry out. Irrespective of what, a person is performing salah upon salah, and then he's happy that, no, my salah is that I will, you know, gain Jannat on the strength of my salah. I want to gain Jannat on the strength of my salah, that my salah, or my tilawat of the Quran Majid, or my dhikrullah, my whole time is consumed by that. It's just a few moments that I've got here and there, where like the awliya Allah, sometimes just 3-4 hours they would rest. in 24 hours. And the balance of the time, it is in dhikrullah. 4 hours, 5 hours in the sleeping and in the needs of the body. The balance of the time, we may be the other way around. Maybe even less, if you look at the proportions. And they, that 4 or 5 hours they use for themselves, for their body needs. That's including making wudu and whatever else. And the balance of the time goes in dhikrullah, goes in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Now, if they had wanted, they could have said to themselves, and they could have expressed it to us, that listen, look at my ibadat, that is so much. So just on my ibadat that I have made, just on this ibadat that has been made, I must get jannat. I have made so much of ibadat, I must gain jannat. With the awliya Allah, it is not like that. Their trust and their tawakkul is not, and the salvation of the akhirah, they don't base it on the a'mal that they do. After engaging in all these different exercises and a'mal and good actions and everything else, the tawakkul is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The trust is in Allah ta'ala. That Ya Allah, this we could do. But Ya Allah, your happiness and jannat, that will come through your grace. Not through my a'mal. It will come through the grace of Allah Ta'ala. I don't depend on my actions because I don't know how defective they may be. And the reality is this, our mashayikh explained, that in the court of Allah Ta'ala there is no shortage of ibadat. Allah Ta'ala has created the malaika for what? لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. That they, even for a split second, they don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. And they carry out the commands of Allah ta'ala. Whatever Allah ta'ala has ordered them, they do. Those that Allah ta'ala has made to be in ruku, from the time that they have been created up to the time that Allah ta'ala wills, they will remain in ruku. Those that are for sajda, that are made for sajda, they will continue. So let that, whatever the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, that He has created the malaika, and they will continue making. So in the court of Allah Ta'ala, there is no shortage of the, and Allah Ta'ala is not even need of it in the first place. However, we, for our own benefit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps these ibadat in place. So however, when this person makes this ibadat, when this banda of Allah Ta'ala makes this ibadat, and Allah Ta'ala gives him the tawfiq of making that ibadat, after making that ibadat, he places it in the court of Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, this is what I could do. Accepting is, Ya Allah, you accept. And thereafter, the happiness and rada, you totally depend on the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is this incident that is recorded about a person that made years of ibadat. And he said that now, based on my years of ibadat, I must gain entry into Jannah. Based on my years of ibadat and sleepless nights, engaging in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, dhikrullah. No second of his was wasted. Spending it in the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala is very far, but not even wasted. That is how much of ibadat he made. And then he is dependent on his ibadat to gain him entry into Jannah. So when they speak before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he says that no, he's asked whether you want to go into Jannah because of your a'mal or because of my grace. So he says, Allah, so I've made ibadat so many years, I haven't disrespected your orders and commands. I haven't broken your commands. Ya Allah, every second of mine has been in your obedience. So Ya Allah, I would like to go based on the strength of my amal. Theek. So Farishtada told that, make him make one chakkar of Jahannam, one round. He goes halfway and thirst is so severe that he cannot bear it anymore. So he seeks some water. So he says that he is told that, okay, if you want water, then we'll give you water for half the number of years of ibadat that you have made. Half of that will go for this little water. He says, give me that water of my 500 years or whatever of ibadat that is for you. But give me the water, I'm finished. Take it. Then by the time he finished the second half, the same condition again. So you want the other half as well, that will be the bartering, that you give us the second half of your ibadat, then we'll give you this. Now when that happened, so now what basically his whole ibadat of so many years, just for one tumbler of water, or just for a little bit of water. Now he is asked, do you want to go into Jannat because of your actions and deed, or do you want to go because of my fadl and grace? Ya Allah, because of your grace. This was the abdiyat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he mentioned it, then he said that, yes, only this, that I am dependent. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that people will go in Jannat, it's because of the grace of Allah ta'ala, kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam. That's the meaning of it. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives, is asked that even you won't go into Jannat, but just because of Allah Ta'ala's grace. He says, yes, illa an yataghammadan, just that Allah Ta'ala's grace, it encompasses me. And what was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's ibadat? And in spite of that, this is the trust and reliance not on those a'mal and those actions, that these actions will take me to Jannat. Totally, totally, the reliance is on the fazl and on the grace of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the second outstanding feature of the awliya Allah. The first is that they have ikhlas in whatever they do, which means that they allow the action to come into existence. Now, in our case, what happens when there isn't ikhlas? The action doesn't even come into existence because the niyat is incorrect. So there's two things as far as an action is concerned. One is to allow it to come into existence. And when it comes into existence, then it brings with it nur and light. Okay, so one is to allow that action to come into existence, and that is dependent on correct niyat and intention. Person has made correct intention, that action has come into existence. Now that it has come into existence, it has brought some nur and light in the heart. Now the next aspect is the preservation of this nur and of this light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in the heart because of that engaging in that good action and the deed which Allah ta'ala gave tawfiq to perform. Now how do you protect that nur? That nur is protected by abstaining, staying away from sins, abstention from sins. That is how this person will protect and preserve that nur in the heart. Now when you have an air-conditioned room and it's nice and cool, suddenly you realize that, no, it's becoming warm. It's because what has happened? Someone has opened some window this side, someone has opened one window that side. So what has happened is that the coolness is escaping from these windows. So the similar way, on one occasion, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abrar Al-Aqsa Rahmatullah Alayhi was traveling in Jiddah. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was also traveling in the same vehicle, and it was in probably midsummer and it was hot. So next thing, the Hazrat must have mentioned that, you know, have you asked the driver of the vehicle that isn't the air conditioner working, or haven't you got it on? And he said, no, Hazrat, the air conditioner is on. Then why is it that we are experiencing still discomfort? It is still seeming to be hot. So he said, Hazrat, maybe we just need to look around if anyone's window is open. And when they looked, probably it was where Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was sitting, that particular door window was a little open. So the cool air was escaping, hot air coming inside. So they closed that window, and after a few minutes, it cooled inside. So now Hazrat Mawlana Abrar Al-Aqsa Rahmatullah Ali, he takes our mind towards this and he extracts a lesson from this. And what is the lesson? He says, see, when you engage in good actions and a'mal and so forth, and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it brings with it nur and coolness in the heart. It brings coolness in the heart. And then when we start opening those windows of the eyes, in other words, start seeing haram, when we start opening the windows of the ears, start listening to haram, open the window of the mouth and start speaking haram, so what happens is that nur that has been accumulated, it is escaping from the eye, it is escaping from the ear, it is escaping from the mouth. After a little while you observe that there's no coolness there in that vehicle at all because all the windows are open. The person is got the air conditioner on but he's not deriving the benefit of it. The noor has been accumulated but in a little while everything has vanished as well. So therefore, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability first to bring this, allow these a'mal to come into existence by correctness of our niyat and intention. And then allow the noor of these actions to remain in our hearts by not indulging in sins and vice and the disobedience of Allah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah.